Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Laurie, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all and live your best life. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm talking to Sif Haider and Nish Samantre. They're the founders of Array. And if you're not familiar with Array, it's kind of the brand that took Instagram by storm. They make supplements to treat bloating and anxiety so far with natural ingredients and effective dosing. And I've been using it and talking about it all year. It truly works like a charm for me. It's really amazing. So I really wanted to talk to them about how they went from their previous careers. Sif was an influencer working in blogging, and Nish was working in tech, how they went from that to develop a wildly successful wellness brand. So in this episode, we discuss that and we talk about how Sif's own health issues and her quest for effective natural treatments led her and Nish to found Array. And we talked about how they developed a natural product that actually works, the research and the science behind that. And then I also really wanted to hear about their unique strategy to bring their product to market. I'm sure you guys have seen it all over Instagram, and they have a really effective marketing technique, which I can speak to because I've been on the other end of it working with them, and I can compare that to working with other brands. And so it was really interesting to hear their input into why they decided to market it the way that they did. We also talk about how and why their product stands out from others in its categories, business mistakes that they've learned from, the pros and cons of working with a significant other, and so much more. And they are just such a delightful couple. It's so fun to listen to their dynamic and how they play off one another. And they really are kind of raising the bar when it comes to supplements and how we take these natural products and really the future of natural medicine. So enjoy the episode. Okay, so welcome both of you. I'm so excited to chat.
We're so excited to be here.
So this is take two. We just had some technical difficulties. I always think it's better to just throw it out there. But I was saying the first time around that I'm really excited to talk to you guys because you have this product that is kind of like shaking up the wellness industry, I think, because it actually works. And the way that you've been marketing it and the way that you kind of rolled it out is very unique. And it's been very effective from what I've seen. And the product is just amazing. It's like my favorite. I talk about it all the time. And it's really helpful. It's really beneficial. So I would love to hear all about your origin story and all of that. So to start, why don't you tell the listeners about what you're doing now and like what you were doing before you transitioned to Array?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I mean, that's a great little intro because I mean, we're obviously like really excited by what we're doing. And, you know, it's
always so nice to hear really, really kind words from other people. So thank you so, so much. But I think, yes, Sif, why don't you tell us about your story a little bit? That's the most interesting part. I think that'd be the most fun to talk about.
So we started working on Array because I had really, really bad health issues. And just, I was always sick. I'd be going to doctors, you know, my tests would come back clear all the time, but I just wasn't well. And all the way up until my early 20s, I just kept feeling this way. And I hit my breaking point when I ended up fracturing a rib from a chronic cough. And again, when I went to my doctor, it was the same old, like, well, there's nothing really wrong with you. And this time it was, here's some codeine. And I was like, I don't want this. And I just want to get better. And I couldn't understand what was wrong with me. So I started to look into natural remedies instead of just, you know, going back to my MD over and over again. And I started kind of experimenting with herbs and minerals and vitamins and getting my hands on whatever research I could find. And, you know, also this is, mind you, before wellness became this hot topic. This is like 6 years ago, right? So anything I could get my hands on, I was researching, I was experimenting, and I started to realize that my immune system was getting stronger. And beyond that, I was also being able to troubleshoot other issues I had, from digestion to fatigue. And I had collected so many individual bottles of product that Nish...
I was getting really upset because, like, literally everywhere in the home, like the kitchen, the bedroom, like it was just filled with so many different supplements. And whenever you're going out, like even if you go to Whole Foods, like our cart is just filled with supplements. Anyway, and the worst part was, when you travel, our suitcases were filled with supplements. And I'm the one carrying the suitcases. So I was almost getting pretty upset about it.
But are you taking any of them?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. This one time I got sick, I was like, okay, well, give me some of this stuff you have in here. Right. Let's see how it works. And I was like, oh, wow, this stuff really works. And Sif comes from a beauty background. And so it was really interesting because whenever I used to go into our bathroom, we had every single kind of beauty product you could ever think of. And me as a guy, I have become so acquainted and so good at using beauty products. Like, I have this 6-step skincare routine. I know exactly what serums I'm using, what brightening things I'm using, and also what under eye I'm using. This is so funny. But when it came to the supplement space, I had no idea, just because it was so convoluted. And this is where the idea really clicked in, because it was like, wait a second, in the beauty's world, like, everything is so organized and
it's kind of idiot proof, right? You know, Ariel, and you can go into Sephora, you can find things for whatever targeted problem you have under the sun. Things are usually created by either a dermatologist or a chemist, and you can really see like results when you're using it. It wasn't the case with wellness. So we set out to create Array, and our goal was to create 100% natural and targeted products that really worked. Like, you'd see those results, not just sit there and be like, well, I hope it's doing something for me. We were tired of hearing that. So we were results oriented, and we wanted to make it really beautiful and palatable to consumers like us, really, because otherwise you buy all these products and it gets shoved to the back of your pantry and then you just forget about it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Kind of back to your experience of dealing with all these issues, trying all these supplements, how did you start to like hone in on the ingredients or the supplements that were actually working? And when did you get the idea to kind of combine that into a supplement?
So when it came to my own, I guess, experience with natural health products, I started reading everything that I could find, right? And I started also learning not just about specific ingredients, but the importance of actual dosing of ingredients too. So, you know, you can take certain products which have like maybe 10, 20 different ingredients, and you're instructed to take just one capsule, right? That is actually not going to work for you at all. It won't do anything to your body because there's just not enough of each ingredient to give you therapeutic relief. And that's what I found really interesting about the supplement world, that everyone was just telling you, like, we have one magic pill, like it's just one. And here are all these like really trendy ingredients. It's all really cool. Take it and it's your solution. It's actually not. And as we started going and speaking to naturopathic doctors, this was the other kind of thing that we kept hearing, that they would only trust professional grade brands because those were the only ones that were therapeutically dosed, had high quality ingredients, all of these little things that obviously wellness professionals are very nitpicky about. And we wanted to merge those two worlds. So when it came to the formulation of the products themselves, we knew we wanted to work with like a naturopathic doctor to formulate it, because I can research all I want about ingredients, but I actually wanted a doctor to back it and really bring the efficacy piece to life.
Yeah. One of the most important things is when we were kind of going out and trying to find the right doctor to work with, the doctor that we found, she was like, okay, look, are you guys looking to create a product that really works? Or are you just looking to create another trendy product? And we're like, no, we are really looking to create a product that actually works. And so it actually took us a year to formulate these products properly because we were trying them and testing them and looking at the clinical research behind them, looking at the clinical trials behind the ingredients, and then, you know, doing our own kind of trials to look at the combination of ingredients that we were using and how those work as well. And so there was so much research that kind of went into, okay, how do these work? But also more than that, what is the problem that we should solve? Because when we're kind of thinking about, okay, bloat and anxiety, obviously we talk to all of our friends, everybody's bloated and everybody's super anxious, especially during the pandemic. I feel like people were, you know, even more bloated, even more anxious than they usually were. And so these problems, okay, we just kept hearing them again and again. Then once you start talking to professionals about it, what was really interesting is that these problems actually go so hand in hand. When you're anxious, your body's going into fight or flight mode. And when that happens, your digestion slows down. And when that happens, it actually makes you feel more anxious. So it was this viral kind of downward loop. And we said, okay, we must launch these products in tandem because that is how we're going to be able to kind of holistically solve these problems. But that was the process of how we came up with the whole ideas and formulation.
Mm-hmm. I love how synergistically they go together because you're right. I mean, one of the first things that I learned when I was having really bad gut issues was like, if you're anxious, if you're stressed, your digestion is the first thing to go offline. Like if you're running away from the tiger, your body isn't trying to digest whatever you just ate. So I love that they really work in concert like that. But back to something that you said earlier, I mean, I think it's crazy that the doctor was like, do you want to make something that's trendy or do you want to make something that works? I mean, that's just so telling of, I think the supplement industry, it's very unregulated, I would imagine. You can be a good marketer and not have the product to back it up. I think there's so much of that on social media right now. So how have you guys gone about bringing the product to launch when you did and the marketing that you've done, because it's been so impactful, you know, it's not just like your typical influencer marketing. So I would love to hear about how you strategize that, if it just kind of happened accidentally, or if that was your plan from the beginning.
I don't think anything we did was accidental. Like, of course we had great luck along the way. And we have to recognize that, you know, like I think there is an element of luck, but we were very intentional with how we did things, what we did and our goal behind what we wanted the company to be. And so when it came to like the marketing and the launch strategy, I think we did like a couple of things very intentionally. So number one was we knew that this was a product that would have been really loved by wellness professionals. So we gifted to so many naturopathic doctors and nutritionists because we know that they're always looking for great products to recommend to their clients. And people being how they are, they act like women actually want really beautiful products, but that also really work. Like I think that awareness is kind of just coming about. So we gifted to naturopathic doctors and nutritionists in hopes that like they would like the product and it would be something that they could recommend to their clients. And that actually started happening. So, you know, before we knew it, we started getting so many customers who were coming to us from these recommendations, using our products for symptom management for things like chronic conditions like IBS and SIBO. And that kind of talks to the integrity of our product. So that was the number one thing we did. And number two was when it came to influencers, I think that brands make such a mistake by not really valuing influencers. Like they'll either just kind of throw money at someone and be like, here it is, like the one-off post we want you to do. For us, it wasn't that. We really wanted to gift to people, make sure that they loved it organically. And look, Ariel, you know, we're a bootstrapped company. When we launched, we had no money. So it was just about gifting to key people, hoping that they liked it, hoping they posted and letting them know that, look, you know, as we grow, we want to pay you. And you know, actually holding up our side of the bargain as well. So we've only done like a handful of very long-term partnerships with true brand fans. Like these are people who have talked about our product organically over and over and over again. that's kind of been our, like, our approach.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, when we started the company, one of the things that we really wanted to do was just, like, solve really hard problems. And that is the truest place of where we came from. We did not start the company to become cool. We did not start the company to make a lot of money. We started the company to generally solve some problems, and most importantly, solve our own problems first. And so through this kind of process, we're like, look, we just want to create a really good product. We want to give this to people who would kind of like the product, and we'll see how it goes from there. And I think that in that sense, just being as honest and genuine to what it is that we want to do has really helped us, you know, work with the right people, have the right people find us, and then kind of explore some partnerships in that sense. But
and even beyond that, like, sometimes I'd be on social media and see someone complaining about the fact that they were bloated. And I was like, well, I can help you. Like, I have this, I've been able to help myself and people around me. Like, hopefully I can help you too. And like, literally, that's been the entire ethos that we have. Like, we really just want to help people feel their best. And we've treated our customers like influencers too. Like, we have gone above and beyond. We continue to go above and beyond.
These, like, it's really people, funny, you know? Because, you know, Sif gets a lot of influencer packages. And so I'm the one who opens all the packages. Like, I love opening these packages.
That's like my husband too. He's like, if he gets a package ever, he's like, oh my God.
It's so cool. I mean, you guys get such cool packages. And I'm like, okay, I want to open these packages. And sometimes I'm like, what is this? Like, I don't know. This one time we got a skincare influencer package that was in a mini fridge. It was unbelievable. Uh-huh. I was like, you know what? Like, if you know, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, for us, I was like, okay, I want everybody to feel like how I feel when they open up our package. And so, and I also want everybody to know that this is coming from, like, Sif and Nish. It's not coming from this random company. And so, you know, hand packaging our packages with our tissue, to taking the Polaroids of Sif and I so they know, like, who they're interacting with. Like, all those little things is just so that they know who they're dealing with. And I really hope they feel as special as, you know, you guys do when you open influencer packages.
If you're looking for a good plant-based protein bar, which, by the way, can be so hard to find, look no further than Go Macro. These are my favorite and have been for a while because they're so delicious, and also they have bars for pretty much any and every lifestyle. They are vegan, gluten-free, refined sugar-free, many are low FODMAP. They are kosher, non-GMO, raw, and soy-free. So, you know, we're talking all about bloating in this episode, and these can be really helpful if you're trying to avoid certain things and incorporate plant-based protein. So they just launched a new flavor, and it is so delicious and perfect for summer. So, of course, I am talking about the new Lemon Plus Lemon. It is basically like a glass of freshly squeezed lemonade on a sunny day. It is bursting with the brightness of organic lemon, crispy puffed brown rice, and rich organic cashew butter. And it has 10 grams of plant-based protein and a whole lot of sunshine. Get your hands on Go Macro's new Lemon Plus Lemon Macro Bar by going to gomacro.com. That's G-O-M-A-C-R-O. .com and use the promo code BLONDEFILES, BLONDEFILES, for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Again, that's gomacro.com and the code is BLONDEFILES. An often overlooked part of wellness is sexuality, but it is so important. It is a part of life, and feeling turned on is more than a wind up to sex. It's a way to feel more alive, to understand yourself, unlock confidence, and enhance intimacy. Sexuality is as mental as it is physical, and 90% of women report using their imaginations to get turned on. Dipsy helps to unlock that imagination and tap into those feelings whenever you want. Women have been under-resourced when it comes to both pleasure and rest for millennia, and Dipsy is here to change that. So it's an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. The stories are relatable, inclusive, feminist, and celebratory, and they ground fantasy in reality and show all kinds of preferences and interests because they believe the most exciting, immersive stories are the ones that you can relate to. They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. And if you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. So the reviews from Vogue to The New Yorker to Bustle to Refinery 29 and basically every major outlet are stellar. It really is groundbreaking. In fact, one review called it the headspace for sexuality, which is kind of what I thought as well. It's just perfect. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/blonde. That's dipsystories.com/blonde. And again, that's 30 days of full access when you go to dipsystories.com/blonde.
Have you ever found weird things in a vagina? Have you found yourself needing multiple partners to fulfill your desires? Hey guys, I'm Dr. Jacqueline Walters, a board-certified OBGYN. It is so important that we know how and when to ask the right questions, whether you're in front of your doctor or just hanging out with your good girlfriends. Now, I wanted to create Dr. Jackie's Point of View because sometimes you need to just hear the unfiltered, good old Dr. Jackie. I will inspire, uplift, and educate women and men on the who, what, when, and where of things we balance daily. Make sure you subscribe to Dr. Jackie's Point of View and tune in every Thursday.
Back to what you were saying about like the marketing strategy. I feel like, I don't know if people who are listening are very familiar with the influencer marketing world, but a lot of brands really micromanage. They give you a campaign brief of what you can and cannot say, what you have to do, what you absolutely can't do, the colors that they want, the verbiage that they want, the this, that, to the point where it is very transactional because like the influencer is completely taken out of the equation, like the individuality of the influencer. And something that I love about you guys is that you're so hands off. You know, there's no pre-approvals, there's no campaign brief. And I think that because of that, you get the genuine testimonial of the person and people are following that person for a reason because they trust them. And you can tell when something is contrived and very like advertisement. And because you guys don't do that, I think that like people's honest love of the product really shines through. And so just thought I would let you know, I appreciate that. And I think that if people do see like an ad or a partnership for your product, it's because that person really does love it.
Yeah. And you know what? That was something that was so important to us, right? Like we very intentionally chose like a small group of people that we could work with. And I was like, listen, if someone loves our product and that's the only reason we will ever partner with someone, it's because they love our product already. Why would I have to sit there and write a brief about what they should say about our product? Like, should they not tell the world why they like our product? Like, why is that my job? Like, that's your job. And, you know, I've worked in this industry for so long as like an influencer myself, and I've gotten these briefs and just wanted to pull my hair out. Like, I have no creative freedom. This is basically a billboard. And I've said no to so many partnerships for this reason. And just having gone through that process myself, I've just been like, we are doing things differently.
I'm usually the one who's taking the photographs of videos of Zip whenever she's seen these partnerships. And sometimes I'm just like, what are you doing? This is so unlike you. It's really awkward, but yeah.
And that comes across though in the content. And I think people just swipe right through and they just don't, you know, I can't imagine that there's a good like return on that investment when it's so like so overtly an ad. So I want to ask you, I've heard you say in another interview, maybe it was with Mariana, that like you're at the point where you eat, sleep, and breathe this company. I mean, it's your passion. How did you go from your jobs before and go into what you're doing now? And I would imagine leave some kind of like certainty for this unknown, especially during a time when things have been so uncertain. How did you get over that fear, if there was any?
I think we have two very different answers. Nish, you want to go first?
All right. Well, I mean, my story is really different in the sense that Sif and I were working on RA for quite some time before we actually started working on it full time. And so one of the things we said, okay, we really want to work together. We really want to figure out a way to make this happen, but we need to be able to fund the company in some way or sort. And so, you know, it wasn't like this picturesque story where we quit our jobs and we just start working in Array. It was very much so like a full year where I was just working my job and, you know, I was making quite a decent amount of money and I was able to funnel all of that into paying for inventory, paying for packaging, paying for product development, whatever that might be. And so we just kept doing this and say, okay, like there's actually a way to do this where we have to be really sure, somewhat sure that what we're building works. And so we spent about a year where we were just like literally funneling our money that we're getting from our other jobs into Array and just to get some sort of proof of concept that things are working. In fact, we actually did not quit our jobs until we're doing like six figures in revenue. So that's kind of how much we were waiting for some conviction in our business. And then once that happened, you know, it's never an easy thing. It is such a hard thing to be like, I'm going to quit and work on something. It's very much like, for me, it was just like, okay, now it's coming to a point where if you don't quit, you're not putting in what the company deserves for you to put in. And so you really need to make a decision of what you really want to do. And so it's always such a hard decision, but it's this fine balance between, okay, being a realist and figuring out whether something's going to work. But then on the other hand, being like, no, but I am an entrepreneur. I am also a dreamer. So I must now quit and just let everything go and do it. It's like, you got to literally be in both of the worlds and somewhere in the middle is the right answer. But that's what happened to me.
Yeah. For me, it was a little different because I was working for myself. Right. And I think like, when was it? Like, I think it was like late summer last year. I felt like I was having an existential crisis because I felt like my blog is called Icing and Glitter, and that was my Instagram handle. And that was essentially my life for the last like 4 or 5 years prior to, right? And I felt like I was having an existential crisis because I was like, I identify more as an entrepreneur than, you know, just a content creator. And like, how do I kind of merge these two worlds? But it was like, in I think it was like November, December, that's when I was like, no, I'm just going to transition full time to working on Array and like really just dial back whatever I'm doing for my own blog and whatnot. And it just, at that point, it felt right. And when I remember when I made that shift, it just felt like this like big relief that was kind of taken away from my shoulders and my chest, you know. I think it's really important to recognize when you get to that point and you just can't do both at the same time as well, whether you're working a full-time job or not. And I think that's the thing that Nish and I have in common, where like we came to this point where we were like, if right now we continue on our other full-time jobs, then we're doing Array a big disservice, because at one point you have to give it absolutely everything and the business needs that to thrive. So I'm glad we made that decision. You know, I think we did it very intentfully and we've been so happy.
I have that same experience because I was working in behavioral health for a couple of years while I had my Instagram on the side. And then in 2018, I was like, at my other job, I'm like, I can't be 50% in this job when you're dealing with people and their addictions, but whatever job it is. I mean, at some point, like there's this quote and I'm going to totally butcher it. And I reference it in the podcast all the time and I can never get it right. So I should probably just look it up, but it's about like throwing pebbles versus throwing a boulder. Like if you throw pebbles, you'll make like little ripples. But if you throw the boulder, then you make the big splash. So it's like, where are you putting your energy? Are you like dispersing it across all these different things? Or should you just put it in this one thing and make a really big splash? I would love to hear about working together just from this interaction. You guys really feed off each other like beautifully, and you kind of like just effortlessly like flow and pass it off and finish each other's thoughts. And I'm thinking of working with my husband and we would be polar opposites. <wedding. laughs> So what has that experience been like for you guys?
You know, all my life I thought, okay, like, or rather all my life since I've known Nish, I was always like, if I ever start a business, like not like a blog, but like an actual business, I would want Nish to be my co-founder because he has like the exact skill sets that I don't have. And I knew that I have so many missing pieces when it comes to what I can and can't do. And like Nish kind of is the exact person I would want to work with. And so I think like Nish kind of has that same thought process.
It's really true, because the thing is that I've always wanted to work on startups. I was even working on a startup before working on Array. And the reason it didn't work out was because I didn't have the right co-founders. But then I would look at Sif and I was like, wow, like Sif is somebody who wakes up really early. She's really disciplined. And I was like, that's really cool. Like, but I never thought of working with her. Like, it never came into the picture. But then what essentially was happening is that we were all, like, both of us individually were really driven people, and we were very driven in our own worlds. And that kind of led to us being so busy with what we were doing that we weren't even being able to spend as much time as we wanted together. And so, you know, came a point where we said, okay, we want to spend more time together, just first of all, in life in general. And then second of all, we admire each other's kind of skill sets. So we must figure out a way to work together. The second thing is, in the good relationships, usually you're going through really tough things anyway, just outside of work. Like, you're probably dealing with some really, really intense things. So Sif and I have dealt with some really tough situations just in our relationship. And it just allows you to speak so freely about anything and everything. And so they came to a point where it's just like, you know, the hardest conversations were already had between Sif and I outside of work. Anything that's really hard at work is not really even that hard in the big picture of things. It's just like, okay, I don't know, like, if at some point something really bad happens at work, it's really not that big of a deal compared to our personal lives. And so it was such a breeze to work together. And not only that, but also we get to spend more time together. And now we are, you know, for example, if Sif wants to go travel somewhere, I'm out working at a job to not be able to travel. The freedom, the ability to work together, I feel like it really enhances certain things. Obviously, you know, Sif and I are constantly working, which is sometimes really hard to get out of that and become like a more of a couple as opposed to co-founders, which you have to be very mindful of. But if you figure it out, it's the best thing in the world. If you don't figure it out, it's really the worst thing in the world. But yeah.
Yeah, I think communication is really important, and like also switching off when you need to switch off, like recognizing that. Like, this sounds like so small, but no matter what, we will do like one date night a week. Like, it is an absolute non-negotiable, like no matter what. And that's really our time to step away from like the nitty gritty of the business and just talk about things that make us really excited. Like, it could be like big plans for the business, but we're not going to be sitting there like solving an operational problem, you know?
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Well, you make it sound very appealing. Like, when I think of working with a partner, I'm like, oh, I could never, but I could see how it could kind of enhance the relationship. But yeah, boundaries, so important, right?
Yeah. The boundaries, even within the work relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that we have such distinct roles carved out that I don't encroach on his territory and he doesn't encroach on mine. Otherwise, it can be like a fight every single day. And we always discuss this concept of like 1+1=3. So it's just about that differentiating the roles and responsibilities so we can cover as much ground as possible. So it's worked well for us. And I think communication is really important.
Since we're talking about gut health and bloating, it's worth mentioning that studies show the most important thing for our guts is diversity, and we achieve diversity through eating a plant-rich diet. A super easy way to incorporate more plants into your diet without having to do any work is with Sakara. Sakara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what we eat, and they have organic ready-to-eat meals made with powerful plant-based ingredients, and the menu is crafted by chefs weekly, so you will never get bored. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner all made with ingredients designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. They also have a really flexible program where you can design it yourself, whether you want 5 days a week or just two, if you know you're going to be busy just for a couple of days, and you can try it one time or subscribe. Along with delicious plant-rich meals, Sakara also offers daily wellness essentials like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. Experience the transformative power of plants with their best-selling metabolism super powder. Made with organic raw cacao, it works to boost energy, eliminate bloating, minimize sugar cravings, and reduce fatigue. And I'm sure we all want that. So right now, Sakara is offering my listeners 20% off their first order if you go to sakara.com/blondefiles and enter code blondefiles20 at checkout. Again, that's sakara.com/blondefiles, S-A-K-A-R-A blondefiles.com/BLONDEFILES. The code is blondefiles20 to get 20% off your first order. I'm curious, having been on both ends of the influencer world, so being an influencer yourself and now working with influencers for marketing, have you seen anything on that end of it that surprised you?
Not really. I think that a few of my theories were confirmed. Number one being that brands being too controlling gets you nowhere. Like, I think that that has always been my number one thing. And it's always been something I push back on. And I always say to brands that, like, why do you want to hire me as a billboard, right? Like, it's like, what is that going to do? It's just so counterproductive. And I really wanted to go out and prove this theory I had, because I was like, no, like, I can do it better. And I think that it's been really nice to see that. And I hope that in the industry as a whole, we see this shift as well, because I think that creators need to feel in control and appreciated for their abilities as a creator.
Are there any mistakes that you feel like you made that you learned from, or anything that you would have done differently if you could do it again?
Yeah, I mean, so many. This is a really tough one. Honestly, I think one of the hardest things was just like being a little bit too shy and timid in certain parts of the business. Like if I think of everything mm-hmm. we've done so far, if I started from scratch again, I think we could have done everything we've done so far in maybe half of the time. And the reason behind it is just like, okay, maybe we didn't have enough conviction in ourselves to think this idea would work. Or maybe you don't think that what you think is right is, it could be completely wrong and it's too big of a risk to take. I think that there's certain things that I'm just like, okay, now going forward, I'm not going to be such a pansy. I'm just going to go and do what I really had thought out to do. And I think it just comes down to having some conviction in yourself and just being able to do what it is that you really think you should be doing. Because I feel like, especially when you're coming from working at other jobs or coming from working at a different company, it's really easy to be in the mindset of like, well, I must only do what I'm supposed to do around my circle of work or whatever. But then the entire purpose of, you know, building something new is because you're not allowed to do that anywhere else. And so you really want to be so, so creative and ambitious with everything you're thinking and then just like really go for it. I think that would have been something we've done a little bit faster, right, Siv?
Yeah, I think if I'm thinking about it, that would probably be the only thing, that like pursue things with like utmost speed and really trust your gut. I think that you just, when you're a new business and it's like you've put everything into it, you can second guess yourself. But I think that that's just normal at every stage of the business. Now we've just gotten a lot more comfortable with taking those risks. But when you're little, you don't know, right? And everything is new. So I think that would, we'd be very aligned with that response for sure.
I know that you're not stopping where you are now. So what do you guys have in store? What's next for Array?
Oh my God, there's so many cool things happening. We have like amazing new products coming out. And honestly, I'm so excited about these products because we are doing so much deep scientific research on the team. And we just hired some really, really cool roles who come from like the pharmacy background, who really want to make an impact in people's life when it comes to natural and holistic wellness. So all of our new products, we're so excited to release them because I think it's going to be some of the best products in our category. What else?
So we just launched, this is really exciting to us because it's been such a long process, but we just launched compostable packaging as well. Which is just awesome. Like we really want to do good for the world, for the earth. And, you know, I think that this is really the next wave of things. And so that was a very long process, which we're so excited about. We are just launching a capsule case. So this is what it looks like.
Oh my God.
Pretty, right? It took us so long to work on this. It took forever. And so this is launching. It's essentially a to-go case for our pills and like just really, really beautiful. And because usually capsule cases or like pill boxes are just the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. And this is really sleek. It just goes right into your purse or your carry-on or wherever. So we're really excited about this launch.
I love that. I had a procedure done last week. And so I've been taking like meds and supplements, and I have my bloat pills and my calm, everything for flying and traveling. And I didn't want to pack it in my suitcase, and I wanted to like put it in my purse in case I needed it on my flight the other day. And I had to put it in like a prescription pill bottle. And I'm like, I look like some kind of addict or something. It's not cute. I don't want to like pull this out in the middle of the plane or pull out like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday thing. Like, that's not cute.
My best friend texted me and she like sends me a picture of a Ziploc bag with our capsules in it. She's like, dude, I look like a drug mule. Like, I need the capsule case. I'm like, it's coming.
So wait, when does that launch?
In about 2 weeks. It's going to launch in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, good. Yeah. Cool. Something that we didn't touch on earlier, but that I know is super important to my listeners that you mentioned, is the research behind your product. Can you just describe like the process of testing and formulating and the research that goes into it?
Yeah, this is like a really intense process. I think that when it comes to research of products, first of all, apart from just the ingredients you use, it's really important to figure out, okay, where are these ingredients coming from? And what part of the plants are we using? Are these ingredients organic or not? And so these are the things that we're really looking at. So for example, it is actually quite hard to find organic ingredients for some of the ingredients we want to use. So we're going to suppliers all over the world. Some of them are in Europe, some of them are in Canada, some of them are in the States. And we're going and sourcing these ingredients from many, many different parts of the world. And on top of that, also when it comes to these organic ingredients, you want to make sure that you're actually sourcing the right ingredient in the right part of the plant so that it has the highest percentage of active ingredients. Essentially what this does is like, so if you look at ginger, the root of ginger is where the bulk of your kind of active ingredients come from, which is why you're using ginger root. This varies for every single ingredient. Some of them comes from the stem, some of them comes from the flower. And so there's only a specific part of the plant you want to use if you want these to be really, really effective. On top of that, what you also want to do is you want to look at the density of the ingredients as well. So the more denser it is, the higher kind of impact it has, just because there's a way of manufacturing it, which gives it 10x the impact on the same kind of weight of the product. So these are all things that we are very actively looking into, especially when it comes to the research of the ingredients themselves. And on top of that, what we're doing is we're also kind of looking at, okay, how can we make this as bioavailable for you as possible? And so something we're really doing here is being like, okay, let's go take a look at the capsules. Let's go make sure that the capsules break through your pH barrier in your stomach so they actually get to your digestive system to be able to do so. So these are certain things that we're looking at from the research perspective, which makes your capsules really, really effective.
Yeah. And the last bit, which I will add, is the concept of therapeutic dosing. So again, like you can take a little bit of 20 different ingredients and nothing will do anything for you. So for us, we were very intentional about the number of ingredients in each of our capsules. So you'll see it's just not a lot. It's like a handful of ingredients. And we ensure that the dosing instructions we give tells people that they are in control of how much they should take and that their body is very unique, because it's true. You know, my body is different from your body and my body reacts to different situations differently. So I could feel a certain way after having, you know, a bowl of vegetables in a completely different way after having Christmas dinner at my friend's house, right? So just being, understanding how my body works and dosing myself accordingly. So we, again, like, you know, we really want to make sure that whenever you take our products, you feel impact really quickly. So that is a combination of really potent ingredients, proper dosing, and high quality ingredients as well. So like the organic bit as well. So that's like, we really care.
Yeah. And I really appreciate that you guys give that instruction with the product. I remember the first time I got it, I was like, oh, wait, so take this many for this or two. Like, you'd never get that with supplements. You just get like, take 1 to 2 capsules a day, period. That's it. And it's like, huh?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Very confusing. Yeah. And people will DM me if I post about it and be like, how many do you take? What do you? And I'm like, just try to figure out what works for you. Because, you know, like you said, we're all so different. And, but I've used it for maintenance. So I've taken it for periods at night and it's like, amazing. And then I've also taken it in more like acute situations. And for anybody listening who wants to try it or just got someone wants to try it, just experiment and find what works for your body, right? I mean, like everyone's going to have a different dosage and time and all of that to take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Well, it was so fun finally getting to talk to you guys, and I just love everything that you're doing. Where can everybody find you guys, find information and find Array, all of that?
So you can shop Array on array.com, or you can follow Array on Instagram at array.co. I am at Sif Hyder on Instagram.
And I am Plenty of Mish.
Amazing. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there or over on my personal page at Ariel Laurie.